You're listening to a podcast from 702.
The Worldview with Adam Gilchrist is brought to you by Emirates. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.
To London now we go. Adam Gilchrist, good morning to you. Happy Monday. America versus China. Where are we on that?
Morning, Bongani. Yeah, we know that of late, of course, there's been discussion about a possible trade war. We know America, as they put it, uninvited China to some joint military exercises. I hate these uninvited denuclearization kind of words, but anyway. Now we have two American guided missile destroyers, I suppose technically a guided missile destroyer and a guided missile cruiser, that went into some disputed waters off the South China Seas. And these are areas where China is essentially in hot dispute, saying these are our islands, it's our area, everyone else clear off. But everyone else is saying, not entirely sure that's quite the case. And the United States has this argument about, quote, freedom of navigation. So they sent two warships through this area, who then basically got hounded by some Chinese warships and Chinese aircraft, and eventually they came out the other side, and no shots were fired. It's all okay, except it's not really, because when you've got the United States military and the Chinese military with a sort of mini shadowy standoff on the other side of the world, it still shakes you up a little bit, doesn't it?
And Ireland's abortion reform, talk to me about that.
Extraordinary, isn't it? Yeah, one of the great bastions of religious conservatism. You think of the Republic of Ireland, they come to mind immediately, of course, with the majority of the country Catholic, but 66% of people in Ireland have just voted to relax the country's abortion laws. They were very strict before. Now, it's basically unrestricted access to abortion for women up to 12 weeks pregnant for those who want or feel they need a termination. Two big effects, of course, for decades, Irish women have been coming to the UK to have abortions if they felt they needed them. The two big effects are the Irish government assured pro-life campaigners that abortion would still be a rarity in Ireland. How can they possibly make that assurance? I have no idea how they can ensure that's the case. Can't see it, but certainly pro-life campaigners say they'll hold the government to it. Also, number two, where it gets really complicated, but there are still very strict laws on abortion in Northern Ireland. So Northern Ireland is completely out of step with the rest of the UK and is now out of step with Southern Ireland, with the Republic of Ireland. So the pressure is on the British government and those in Northern Ireland to introduce change there as well, except the Democratic Unionist Party in Northern Ireland doesn't want abortion change, and they're propping up Theresa May's government.
We'll see how that complicates your life in the UK. Adam Gilchrist there on the line with the Emirates Worldview. Now, every day we ask you to send us a question on any world topic you want to know more about. And today's question comes from at Mubashira Valley, who tweeted, "Why do captains of soccer teams exchange soccer pennants with each other at the start of each match? And what is done with them thereafter? Hashtag Emirates Worldview." To get to the answer, we spoke to soccer commentator Mark Gleeson, and this was his answer.
Well, the pennant is a heraldic signifier of friendship that transcends football, really. It used to be the way people greeted each other in previous centuries. It's replaced the bouquet of flowers in football, in fact, and also after it, we've got the traditional exchange of shirts that comes at the end of the matches. That happened when the French were all excited about playing the English and asked them whether they could keep their shirts in the 1930s. But what is done with the pennant most times is it's hung in their Football Association headquarters. Neil Tobey's got a fine collection from his days as Bafana captain, and I've managed to get my hands on one or two nice pennants as well.
That's football commentator for Supersport, Mark Gleeson, with today's answer. Congratulations for Mubashira Valley for having your Emirates Worldview question answered. You've won R1,000, courtesy of Emirates. Fly Emirates, hello tomorrow.
If you have a question on an interesting topic for Emirates Worldview, send us a WhatsApp voice note on 072 702 1702 or hashtag Emirates Worldview on Twitter. There's more Emirates Worldview on 702.co.za.
Morning, Robin. Glad to see you're back. I just wanted to pop in before your meeting with the team from Chambers & Chambers.
Don't worry, Mr. Fredericks. I took care of that already.
You did? How?
Over a bottle of fine French wine and a gourmet meal.
Oh.
I happened to sit next to Miss Chambers at the Emirates Lounge in Beijing.
So you landed the account before you even took off. That's good work.
With gourmet meals and fine wines in our worldwide lounges, Emirates Business Class is so much more than just business. Fly Emirates. Experience a new level of comfort.